弟兄姊妹们请坐。
Please be seated, brothers and sisters.
好，非常感谢主。
And again, we are very thankful of the Lord.
虽然我们外面受到这么多的限制。
Yes, we have many, many outward limitations.
但是主给我们的应许，只要有两个人。
But the promise of the Lord, whenever two or three are gathered together,
奉主的名聚集，他就在我们中间。
Whenever they are gathered together in my name, he will be in their midst.
就算我们一个人，他也都跟我们同在的啊。
Even when we are by ourselves, we know that He is with us.
今天照新闻报道，今天明天我们这里都会热到100多度。
According to the weather report, we're going to reach the triple digits in the next couple of days.
有一个方法不会那么热的，就是你里面比外面热就好了。
The one way for you to not to feel so hot is if you're hotter inside than you are on the outside.
所以我们祷告主，让我们心里面火热的来爱主。
We pray that our hearts would be ablaze as we love the Lord.
礼拜五讲到的时候，我想你们应该注意到我跟平常不一样，我放了好几个 slides， 因为想到有年轻人在听。
This Friday, you realize as I was preaching, there are many, many slides because I recognize there are a lot of young people that were listening.
不光初中生、高中生，这可能小学生也在听。
Not only junior high, high schoolers, but even those who are in grade school, they may be listening.
所以信息虽然很重要，但是我试着用最简单的方法来说。
Though the message is very, very important, but I try to find the simplest words to express them.
但是会后还是听到有人跟我说听不懂，所以我心里面真的觉得很亏欠。
And then afterwards, some people still reflected with me that they couldn't really understand, so I feel that maybe I shortchanged you.
但是不管怎么样，希望我那天结束的时候讲到两件最重要的事情。
But as we were concluding on Friday, we spoke of the two most important things.
希望隔了两天没有忘记哪两件事情。
I pray that you have not forgotten because 2 days has gone by. Which 2 things?
一个是基督的内住。
One is the indwelling Christ.
一个是基督的替代。
The other one is the exchange of Christ.
这是神一直在我们身上的工作。
These are the works that God continues to do in our lives.
让我们看见基督已经内住了。
To recognize that Christ is already dwelling in us.
所有的祝福都在这里面。
That all the blessings are in Him.
所有我们需要的恩典、能力、圣洁、恩慈、良善，都在这个生命的里面。
All the grace, all the power, all the anointing, all the goodness, they are packaged in Him.
另外一方面，看见神一直在做一个工作，就是要让基督来替代我们。
And secondly, God continues to do this work that Christ will replace your life.
不光基督内住，也要叫基督长大成熟。
Not only is Christ to indwell in us, but He needs to grow onto maturity.
我不知道大家对于目前今年的这种情形，虽然世界各地疫情的情形不一样。
And although I don't know what everyone is going through concerning the pandemic, the things that we're going through these days, throughout the world, we may not be encountering the same things.
但是我希望我们的注意力不是只在 pandemic, 只是在疫情的事情上。
But how I pray, our focus is not just on this pandemic.
神借的这些事情在对我们说很严肃的话。
God is speaking through these things, very serious words.
我们不能够再回到从前去。
We cannot resort back to who we were.
整个世界在非常快速的远离神，而且堕落。
The world is very rapidly running away from God and is falling.
神借着一个疫情，借着各样的天灾，借着社会的动荡，都在提醒我们，人今天你到底在为什么而活？
And through the pandemic, through the natural disasters, through the unrest that we are seeing around us, God is asking, what are you living for?
我们不光要跟得上时代啊。
Not only can we can keep up with the times.
知道现在在发生什么事情。
We need to know our current events, what's happening around us.
我们更要知道神要得到的是什么。
But more importantly, we need to know what is it that God is after.
两个礼拜以前我在跟香柏木同工们交通的时候。
2 weeks ago, I was sharing with the co-workers for the Cedar Training Center.
我说我常常用这个 shopping mall 的那个You Are Here 这个例子啊。
Oftentimes I use this example that you're seeing on the screen where the map shows that you are here.
你第一个你要知道你到底要去哪里。
Foremost, you need to know where you are going, your destination.
第二个你要知道你到底在哪里。
Secondly, you need to know where you are.
第三个你找到最有效的方法帮助你达到那里。
Thirdly, you find the most expedient way to get to where you want to go.
那我们需要知道神到底要得到什么，我们永世神永远的旨意到底是什么。
So for us to come to know and understand what is the will of God, what is His eternal purpose?
不然你不知道你在逛什么。
Or else there's no way for you to know what you're living for.
除非是真的吃饱饭没事干， window shopper, 你跑去逛一逛，那个是另外的事情。
Maybe you are full and you know you go window shopping and occasionally that's what you're doing. You have nothing to do. That only happened once in a while.
所以我也放了一张地图，不见得是给 shopper 的。
So I use a map illustrating, not particularly for those who are shopping.
我们一定要知道自己要往哪里去。
Everybody, we need to know where we are going.
我所要的东西必须是神要的。
That what I desire, what I want, is what God wants.
第二个要知道我到底在哪里。
Secondly, we need to know where we are.
弟兄姊妹，这个世界动荡得这么快。
Brothers and sisters, this earth, or this world is rapidly moving.
我们人生一直在往前去。
Our life is progressing forward.
我们需要对我们目前所在的地方，我自己的处境，跟我自己真实的情形，有第一手正确而且真实的了解。
Concerning the time and the place that I am in and the encountering around me, I need to have a first-hand knowledge of what's going on.
彼得以为我永远不会跌倒。
Peter thought he would never fall.
没有多久他否认主。
And not much longer, he denied the Lord.
就是他对自己的评价跟他真实的情形有一个很大的差距。
From his personal evaluation of who he is to who he really is, there's a gap.
撒玛利亚的人拒绝耶稣。
The Samaritans, they rejected Jesus.
雅各跟约翰说，主，你要不要我们吩咐天上降下火来，把他们给烧了。
So John and James said to the Lord, Lord, do you want us to summon fire from heaven that they would be consumed?
哇，他们以为很有信心，他们想到是为了主打抱不平。
And they thought they were full of faith, that they were really fighting for the Lord.
没想到主责备他们说，你们的心如何，你们并不知道。
And yet the Lord rebuked them and said, you do not know the manner of your hearts.
弟兄姊妹，我们要对自己，对自己的处境对目前的环境，我们都需要有第一手真实而且正确的 assessment.
Brothers and sisters, concerning ourselves, concerning our environment, our conditions, we need to have a first-hand assessment of where we are.
这个 you are here, 这个红点。
And again, this map that you're seeing, it says you are here.
没有一个世代像今天这个世代变得这么快的。
There is no time that is rapidly changing like our time.
你不可能今天的这个红点跟你十年前是一样的。
You cannot be exactly at the same spot where you are today as you were 10 years ago.
你不可能今天这个红点跟六个月以前 pandemic 之前是一样的。
At the same spot reside where it is between now and 6 months ago before the pandemic began.
它一直在走。
It constantly moves.
你看看整个世界，整年光光美国。多少的问题被揭发出来
The world, and not forget about the world, just America alone, all of these issues, problems that are surfaced.
人需要降杯，人需要悔改到神的面前。
People need to repent and humble themselves and come back to God.
所以我们的注意力不是只在疫情，不是只在自己的不方便，不是只在 what's next.
And our aim shouldn't be just beyond the pandemic and the inconveniences and keep asking what's next.
我们要知道神到底要什么，他在等什么。
We need to know what God is yearning and waiting for and what he wants to lay hold of.
为什么疫情这么久不过去？
Why is it the pandemic continues this
long? 为什么美国一直在就有问题？
Why is it that we see in society in America, we continually see problems?
美国的人口不过是全世界的 4% 而已。
The population in America is only but 4% of the world.
但是因着疫情的死亡率几乎到了20%。
But the death rate for the from a world perspective is at 20%.
我们在这里，我们需要降杯，需要起来祷告，需要为着这个国家悔改归向神祷告。
We are here. We need to humble ourselves. We need to get on our knees. We need to repent. We need to pray. We need to pray for this nation.
所有的悔改从自己先开始。
And every repentance begins with we.Us ourselves.
所有的改变从自己开始，从心里面开始，从今天就要开始了。
All the change begins with we ourselves, from our hearts, from today.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天回来看这些题目实在是太重要了。
So brothers and sisters, today as we turn and pivot and look at these, the topic for this today's message is utmost important.
因为这个题目讲到神永远的旨意。
Because this topic speaks of the eternal purpose of God.
就是我们的目的地 destination, 我们的 goal 是永远不会改变的。
It is to say our destination, our final goal, they will never change.
我不是说你今生短暂的goal, 而是指的永恒神永远的旨意。
I'm not talking about the short-term goals in your life. I'm talking about the eternal will of God.
那我们不管这个红点到了哪里去，我们的目标必须是确定的。
No matter where...This red marker sets, tells us where we are today. We need to be sure of where we are going.
我们从那个红点起来跨的下一步才可能是正确的。
So we are able to take the right step in the right direction toward where we are going.
才可能没有白费时间、白费金钱、白费力量。
Then we will not waste our time, we will not waste our resources and waste our strength.
弟兄姊妹，花点时间，很认真的去祷告，主，我现在到底在哪里
？And brothers, I ask you, spend some time, be serious, and ask God, God, where am I?
到底什么是你所要的
？What is it that you desire?
所以罗马书八章二十八节到三十节，这里启示出神永远的旨意。
And Romans chapter 8, right here, it reveals to us the eternal purpose and will of God.
这里也告诉我们圣灵今天在我们身上工作的法则，他永远都是这么做事的。
And it also tells us the principle by which how the Holy Spirit works in our lives. He always does the same.
同样的，这么三节的圣经也告诉了你我今天所有的遭遇，人生所有遭遇的解释和意义。
And these three verses tells us why we go through what we go through and what is the purpose behind them all.
所以我们那天晚上讲到我们所招来的人就称他们为义，让我们今天信耶稣的人得到了永生啊。
So those whom he has called, he also justified that those of us who would put our faith in Jesus Christ will have eternal life.
永生不是光只是时间的问题，将来不会死，不会下地狱。
Eternal life is not only speaking of time to come where we are deliver from that eternal condemnation and death and hell.
他更讲到性质的问题，这是神的生命，永远的生命。
But more importantly, speaks of the nature of God. The nature of the life of God is an eternal life.
所以借着基督的内住
，through the indwelling of Christ in us,
天上一切属灵的福气都在基督里赐给我们。
All the blessings from the heavenly places has been given to us.
神本性一切的丰富，神的 divine nature。也全部在基督里面给了我们。
The very divine nature of God has been given to us in Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，那是大事，基督的内住是大事。
So brothers and sisters, I want to say again, this is a big, big thing that Christ dwells in us.
然后连于这个元首，连于葡萄树，连于这位基督的内住的基督，是我们生活得胜的秘诀。
And as we are united, as we are kept in the vine, that is the secret to victory in every day of our lives.
今天我们要继续讲，我们不光这个招来的人被称为义。
Not only are those of us who are called or justified.
今天我们要讲被称为义的人要叫他们得荣耀。
And today we're going to come and look at how those who are justified, he will also glorify.
就是让基督不断地来替代我们，替代我们，让基督能够成形在我们的心中。
That Christ will continue to replace us and replace us, that he may actually be formed in us.
把我们磨成神儿子的形象。
That we may truly be conformed to the image of his son, his beloved son.
不光要从重生到成形，好，我们看到那个胎儿成长的过程，这个简单的图。
Not only from being born to its formation, and we see the progression of a embryo develop into a baby.
它从一个细胞慢慢一直成长，到成型。
From simple cells, from this embryo, it continues to grow and grow and begins to take form.
然后生下来以后又在一生的之久在当你长大成熟从小孩变成大人
after this baby is born it continues to grow and mature until he reaches adulthood
弟兄姊妹这是基督徒一个整个的过程就是一个生命成长的过程
brothers and sisters, this is the process this is the entire process for the growth of a Christian
他们叫你不要离我那么远感谢主
I'm not afraid to pastor you just
ready
try to keep him healthy
弟兄姊妹 你要知道这是一个 很蒙福的一个过程
Brothers and sisters, you need to understand that this is a blessed process.
基督不仅内住
Christ not only dwells in us.
他在我们里面长出来
He is to be formed in us.
所以这里念的两节经文就是我们很熟的以赛亚书四十三章第七节也等于告诉我们我们这些人之所以被创造之所以被神制作是为了什么目的
And Isaiah chapter 43 verse 7 I listed the verse here so that we would understand why are we created, why are we formed
他说凡称为我名下的人是为了我自己的荣耀所创造的所做成的所造作的
The verse says everyone who is called by my name whom I have created for my glory I have formed him, yes I have made him
任何东西被造出来都有一个 purpose.
Everything that is being created or had a purpose.
我这个人之所以存在是为了神的荣耀。
The reason why I exist is for the glory of God.
底下这两个做成造作 form and made 就说到一个伟大的这个 窑匠、艺术家在这里制作我们。
And the word form and made, you can picture this potter, the famous potter, he begins to form this dough or this lump of clay.
也是为了神的荣耀。
It is also for the glory of God.
好，我说我不要一直讲道理。
I don't want to keep continuing on principle.
我们可不可以停下来？你最近最让你不舒服的人事物到底是什么
？I want to ask you just to pause and to think. What is the one thing or the person that brings you about the greatest discomfort?
最近最搅扰你、让你最不舒服的人事物到底是什么
？What bothers you most? What person or what thing bothers you most?
你觉得神来找我们麻烦吗
？Do you think God is causing problems for you?
如果回到圣经上的话，圣经上告诉我们，这个目的是为了叫我们。能够像耶稣。
And when we come back to the scriptures, scripture tells us that this is for the purpose that we may be like Jesus.
要我们有份于他的荣耀。
That we may be partakers of his glory.
我那天说我在唱那个 Living Hope 的时候，看到他那个背景哈，整个那个银河在那里移动的那个样子，我的眼泪都出来了，那个宇宙的浩瀚。
And Friday night, as we were singing the song Living Hope, and the slides have the picture of the universe, the galaxy, the stars moving in the background, I began to comprehend the immenseness of creation.
你能够体会大卫看见神所造的月亮星宿，他那种敬拜、那种澎湃的心情吗
And now all of a sudden, you begin to understand as David, as he looks up to the sky, he sees this wonderful creation, and he worships, he prostrates.
我们等一下可能还会唱好的，只是感觉不出那个浩瀚，那个。那个宇宙神说有就有了。
And this universe came to be as the Lord spoke it into existence.
弟兄姊妹，诸天都在述说神的荣耀。
Brothers and sisters, the heavens declares the glory of the risen Lord.
这个伟大的神，创造宇宙的主宰。
This amazing, awesome God, the author of the universe.
但是他却让我这个人能够承受他的生命。
Yet we, this person, man,May inherit his life.
这个叫做为着他的荣耀造的。
This is what is meant by being created for his glory.
因为只有神有荣耀，只有神的作为是荣耀。
Because God is the only one who is glorious. He is the only one that is glory.
他根本把他的荣耀托付给我们。
He has given his glory, commissioned his glory unto us.
这么伟大的生命给我们。
This wonderful life has been given to us.
所以今天早上陈根也读到，叫我们能够与他性情有份。To be the partaker of his divine nature.
And this morning in my devotion, we came to the words that we may be partakers of his divine nature.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹，这太伟大了哈。
Brothers and sisters, this is truly, truly awesome and truly great.
我必须要赶快下去了。罗马书八章十八节到二十一节告诉我们。
Romans chapter 8 verse 18 through 21 continues to tell us.
我们今天在这个世界上就是一个劳苦愁烦的世界。
And we are in a time that is full of trouble.
而这现在的苦楚比起将来要显于我们的荣耀就不足介意了。
So Paul says, for I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us.
受造之物切望等候神的种子显现出来。
For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God.
我底下是揭露的啊，受造之物现在是浮在虚空的底下。
And we said that those who are created, all of creation, they are subjected to the heavenly realm.
所有的受造之物都在盼望能够脱离败坏的辖制。
All of creation is eagerly waiting that they may be delivered, they may be set free from the oppression of the power of sin.
神要以色列成为万国的祝福。
God wanted the nation of Israel to be the blessing of all nations.
今天神要基督徒成为万民的祝福。
And God wanted Christians today to be the blessings of all nations.
在今天全世界充满了劳苦愁烦，这么多威胁，这么多灾难的里面，基督徒如果不起来为这个世代祷告，我们失职。
And this world full of suffering, full of trouble, full of tribulation. If Christians, we will not rise up and pray, then we have lost our purpose.
I want to see Jesus, 弟兄姊妹，这个呼声到处都是。
People are crying out, I want to see Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，我们一定要起来，求神帮助我们，让我们真的看见基督已经内住了，而且基督要从我们身上被活出来。
Brothers and sisters, we need to rise up. We need to see that Christ dwells in me. He needs to be lived out through my life.
所以整个宇宙浮在受造之物，浮在虚空。跟痛苦的辖制底下
And all, again, all of creation lives and is under tribulation.
你说像不像像不像今天的情形
？And I want to ask you, examine our world today. Isn't that so?
前面是神造的荣耀造我们。
And at the very beginning, God created us, formed us according to His glory.
后面是这个世界已经被破坏，已经堕落到浮在虚空和痛苦的辖制底下。
And then we see this world, all of creation, is now groaning and prostrating, under subjection.
所以我们今天听到不能只为自己听。
So, brothers and sisters, today.As we listen to the message, we cannot just listen it for ourselves.
我想到我们的下一代，我说的还不是肉身的子孙而已，为了我们将来的世代，我心里面就非常非常的着急跟说不出来的痛苦。
And whenever I think about the next generation, I'm not just talking about my children, my grandchildren. I'm talking about the generation that is to come. There is a weariness, there's a sorrow within my heart.
他们里面有足够的力量去面对将来更可怕的挑战 跟堕落吗
Will those generations have sufficient strength to meet the greater challenge of the greater fall that they will experience?
连大自然的资源都被破坏成这样子将来多少人要面临饥荒旱灾水灾风灾各式各样的灾难
And all we see right now as we speak that all of natureIs being destroyed, is falling apart. Can they endure the further decay of everything that's happening?
对，好好爱耶稣，为着主爱耶稣，为着这个世代的人为爱耶稣，为着将来的世代的人爱耶稣。
So, brothers and sisters, love Jesus for yourselves, for this generation, for the generation that is to come.
我们现在看到从基督内住到基督成形是圣灵今天最主要的工作。
And we want to come and see this main work that the Holy Spirit is doing from the indwelling Christ to the formation of Christ in us.
全世界有20多亿 so-called Christian.
And there are two billion so-called Christians in this world.
弟兄姊妹，如果这些二十多亿的自称有基督教信仰的，如果都能够活出耶稣来的话，这个世界绝对不是今天的样子。
If every single one of these so-called Christians who are self-proclaimed Christians are able to live out Christ, I will tell you this world will be different.
所以我们很快乐在这里看到一个很重要的启示，就是万事互相效力，为的是叫我们更像耶稣。
And so we want to come and focus in on this revelation that all things work together for the good of those who love God, that they may be conformed to the image of Christ.
所有事情的发生都是为了让我们像耶稣。
And everything happens to us around our lives so that we would be more like Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，其实任何一件事，我那天也跟弟兄们交通到，在我们生活里面，不管大事小事啊。
And I was sharing with a brother just a few days ago, regardless of what we see as things that are happening to us, as they are big or small.
我们任何一个遭遇，你喜欢的也好，不喜欢的遭遇也好。
Every one of our encounterings, whether we like them or whether we don't like them.
任何一天。
Any single day.
它对我这个人的生命来说。
Concerning the life, my life.
它不是加分就是减分。
Whether it's increasing or is decreasing.
任何一个环境，它不是成为我的祝福，它就是在这里成为我的伤害。
Any circumstance that I am in, if Either it's a blessing for me or it's a harm for me.
千万不要小看这些事情。
Do not despise these things that are in our lives.
因为任何一件事情我都可以来经历基督。
Because in every single thing I can come and experience Christ.
任何一件事情也可以夺去我心中的平安、喜乐，还有跟神相交的那种滋润。
And at the same time, every single thing can remove or take away my fellowship with God, my nourishing and that intimate fellowship with the Lord.
所以有一天我们在其中的一区访问的时候，有一个姊妹分享到，她说她觉得在疫情期间。
As we were online sharing with a sister from a particular district, she was sharing that during this time of pandemic,
她说好像把从前神所有让她所学的现在开始真正 apply, 开始真正来应用在她目前的处境中。
She felt that everything that she had learned, she had heard, now all of a sudden God is bring into application into her life.
怎么对先生，怎么对孩子，怎么对她的工作，怎么对她的生活，她发现所有所听到的现在真的都可以用。
She feels that how she deals with her husband, her children, at work, everything all of a sudden comes to be, that she've heard and learned became something that's immediately, that she could put to practice.
我们很感谢主，我觉得我们就是应该这样子的常常来用。
And I really thank the Lord for that sharing. I acknowledge that we all should put to practice the things that we've heard.
礼拜五晚上我们回家的时候
，A Friday night on our way home，
因为我们回到家，这个我的儿子 孝敬我们，帮我们煮了辛拉面。
And my son wanted to take care of us, so he made some ramen for us.
还打了一个蛋在里面。
And he even cracked an egg in the ramen.
他们说，因为他们从小长在这个教会的，他说我们从小这个教会每一年退休会都会吃 cup noodle 的。
They said we grew up in this church, and one of the traditions that at night.After the service, we will all get a cup of noodle.
我们教会很多小朋友一年他妈妈只准他吃一次，就是退休会的时候吃 cup of noodle. 所以他们非常盼望退休会，不是盼望属灵。
For some of the children, that once a year, their parents allowed them to eat the instant noodle, and that would be their opportunity.
没想到我回到家，儿子帮我们弄了辛拉面，我就很高兴，我再加一罐 Coke.
I come to discover this wonderful meal that was prepared for me, and I was very delighted, and I grabbed a can of Coke.
没有想到他附带了一张小 video 在他的 text message 给我，你们看一看。
And not to realize he sent a video to me as he prepared the food for me.
因为我礼拜五讲了三秒钟，摇摇头，对不对
？And remember that example I told you the best way to lose weight.
可以了，不要再摇，我看着都 migraine.
Keep your form. is to say no to the food, right? So this is what Aaron did.
我跟他说我一点都不瘦，我干嘛需要摇头
？And I told him I'm not overweight. Why do I need to shake my head?
对不对？德雄刚刚还说你瘦了，我说是啊。
Right, my brother Anthony, he felt that I lost weight too.
弟兄姊妹，摇头是外功。
A brother and sister to shake our head is only our ability on the outside.
生命改变是内功。
The transformation of the life within is on the inside.
你不能说外功完全没用。
You can't say your efforts on the outside is useless.
它至少让我们逃离犯罪的现场，离开一些不该做的事。
Those actions may help you to flee from the present state of evil, the things that maybe you should not be doing.
但是真正的得胜永远是生命的改变。
But true victory is always from the transformation of the
life within. 任何一件事情来，主都要在这里改变我们。
And everything that comes about in our lives, God is using it to change us.
当我们真的这样学习，让基督来替代的时候
，And when we truly learn to allow Christ to replace us.
就像圣经上别人形容耶稣的门徒，这些人是跟过耶稣的人。
Just as people who would describe.The disciples of the Lord, they would say, "These are followers of Christ."
连大祭司院子的这些使女都说，这些人是跟拿撒勒人耶稣一伙的人。
And even the servant girls from the high priest, they would say that these men were with Jesus.
人家碰到我们，有一个说不出来的感觉，这些人不一样，跟过耶稣的。
How I pray that when people encounter us, they would say, "This group of people, they're different. They've been with Jesus."
不是我们不会软弱，不是我们不会失败，而是人家看见我们生命里面有一个真实。
Not that we would not be weak or we would have no failures in our lives, but they find something of substance in our lives.
经历耶稣的改变。
And because we have gone through this transformation because Christ is in us.
加拉太书第六章保罗讲得更好，人都不要来搅扰我，因为我身上带着耶稣基督的印记。
Galatians chapter 6, Paul says, "Let no one bother me, for I bear the mark of Christ."
这个 King James 翻译作 "The mark of Jesus Christ."那个 NASB 跟这个Darby 翻译说 The brand of Jesus Christ 耶稣的品牌
So another version in the English translation it says that these are the brand of Jesus Christ not just the mark of Christ
大军你的衣服什么牌
Brother 大军 what,
基督牌对不对 Yeah
What brand are you wearing?
弟兄姊妹，我们希望我们身上穿的都是耶稣的品牌。
We pray that every brand that we're wearing the brand of Christ.
人家会羡慕我们这些做基督徒的。
That people would admire to be a Christian.
人家会来问说：“告诉我，你为什么会有平安？告诉我，你为什么在这样子的处境中还有喜乐？”
People would come to say, "And why do I observe peace in your life? Why is it that when you go through such a thing that there's still joy?"
为什么老板逼你做假账，你会宁可辞职也不做
？Why is it that when the boss want you to falsify the financial records and you would rather quit and not do your job.
弟兄姊妹，这个世代需要真光啊，需要真基督徒，我们能够来做见证。
Brothers and sisters, we need true light in this world that we may testify.
所以我们说过这是一个过程。
And we say that this is a process.
所以今天早上的圣经大家读过了他是用他自己的荣耀和美德来招我们的。
And we read this morning that it is by his glory and his own virtue he has called us
我们至少读第四节因此他将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们叫我们既脱离世上从情欲来的败坏就得以与神的性情有份
2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 and 4 by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust.
弟兄姊妹，这是一个过程。
Brothers, this is again, this is a process.
每一次的脱离，就带进了 partaker of his divine nature.
And every time you separate yourself from the things that are corrupt, you bring in his divine nature.
所以戴德森德胜的秘诀，别人说叫做交换的生命。
Hudson Taylor, people would describe the secret to his victory is this exchange life.
他在每一个处境里面，每一个负面情绪里面，每一个的遭遇日子里面，他说我要来得耶稣，他跟耶稣交换。
In every single one of his days, everything that he's encountered, even those things that are negative in his life, he says, I want to exchange those things with Christ.
弟兄姊妹，这是最有福的交易，对不对？
And this is the most blessed transaction.
我把我的败坏跟耶稣的圣洁交换。
I exchange my corruption for the holiness of Jesus.
我把我的软弱跟他的得胜来交换。
I exchange my weakness with his power and his strength and victory.
我把我的愁苦跟他的喜乐来交换。
And I exchange my sorrow with his joy.
弟兄姊妹，你可以一直讲下去。
And brothers, you could go on and on.
那个底下让你们看两个人啊。
I want to let you see two people here.
一个是被教会历史称为讲坛王子，非常会讲道的施布真。
And one who's named or given the title the Prince of Preachers.
他这辈子只活了五十多岁。
Charles Spurgeon, he only lived about 50 some years of age.
他才不到大概二十岁的时候，教会都已经快上万人。
In his 20s, his church surpassed tens of thousands.
他有一次，他十九岁的时候被人家请去一个特会。Conference 有三个讲员，他是其中一个。
When he was 19, he was invited as a guest speaker to a conference. He's one of the three.
其他两个讲员一看这第三个讲员才是一个小毛孩子，看不起他。
And the other speakers noticed that it's just some maybe a teenager perhaps, and they despised him.
他们也觉得没有被尊重，怎么会跟一个十几岁的孩子一起同台讲道呢？
And they thought how come the people who put this thing together didn't respect me well enough that I'm grouped with this young man.
所以那个年长一点的讲台的上台讲道的时候就说，现在的年轻人耶利哥城才绕了一层，才绕了一圈就出来教人家怎么打仗。
And so that one of the speaker who is more advanced in age, he says, nowadays, these younger preachers, they only have an experience of going around the Jericho once, and they will come out and teach people how warfare.
大家知道那个故事啊。才绕了一圈就出来教人家怎么打仗。
And the people supposed to go through Jericho seven times, but they go through, they loop around Jericho once, and they will come and teach people warfare.
没想到施布真上来的时候不甘示弱。
And Spurgeon, as he came up to speak, he was able to match up to what that was said.
他说虽然很多人把耶利哥打下来了。
And he says, though many people have taken down the city of Jericho.
但是常常晚节不保，留下当灭之物。
And yet they retain those accursed things, and they did not destroy them all.
然后遭遇大失败。
And they suffer great loss.
哇，两个讲员当场离席。
And at that very moment, as Spurgeon was speaking, those two other speakers left, got up and left.
施布真后来做见证。
And Spurgeon later testified.
神光照他。
And God illuminated him.
后来施布真其实变得非常谦卑，他不随便批评别人，他说绝对不要去批评论断别人。
And he became a man that was very humble. He says, I should not easily judge or condemn someone.
别人批评论断他，他也不做解释。
And I will not criticize anyone. And if anybody criticizes me, I'm not going to go.
弟兄姊妹，这个叫做交换的生命。
Brothers, this is an exchange life.
中国的宋尚杰博士，二十七岁拿了博士，回来把博士丢了，起来传福音。
Dr. Song, he is a preacher in China.After he got his PhD at 27 years of age, he threw that degree away. He became to be a preacher.
他成为中国教会复兴史上带下福音最重要的一个器皿。
He became one of the key vessels in China that brought about a revival in China.
他原来也是脾气坏得很啊。
He also had a lousy temper.
我不讲他很多的事情，他就光光来美国读博士的时候。
And I'm not going to talk about many of other things, but just as he came to the States to get his degree.
他哥哥没有受到什么教育。就过来照顾他。
His brother wasn't very educated, but his brother came to take care of him.
他哥哥出去买东西回来晚了，敲门他不开门。
His brother went out to buy things to take care of him. He got home just a little late. He started knocking on the door, but Dr. Song wouldn't open the door.
他冰天雪地的夜晚把他哥哥关在门外一整夜。
And it was a storm, a winter storm, snowy night. He kept his brother out the door for the entire night.
他哥哥进来都还咳嗽吐血，指着他说：“你不是我的弟弟。”
And his brother came in and was coughing so hard that blood was coming out. And he said, "You are not my brother."
弟兄姊妹，这是我们原来。
Brothers and sisters, that's who we were.
从情欲来的败坏，我们每一个人都有。
And these are the corruption that comes through lust. Every single one of us have these.
但是在这里有一个交换的生命。
But here there's an exchange of life.
底下这个除了我们借着在每一个环境的里面，我们来跟主交换以外。
And brothers, aside from every circumstance, we learn the secret of exchanging those things with Christ.
让耶稣来替代，在生活中来 apply 我们所学的。
That Christ would replace us, that we begin to practice and actualize the things we've learned.
哥林多后书三章十六节到十七节说到，我们的心转向主，来瞻仰他。
Second Corinthians chapter 3 tells us that whenever we come and turn to the Lord and we look upon Him.
十八节，我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光。好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同从主的灵变成的。
The veil is taken away, and verse 18 says, "But we all, with unveiled faces, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory."
弟兄姊妹，你们为什么照镜子
？I'd like to ask some of you.
王正，你为什么照？你大概
照不照？ Why do you stand in front of a mirror?
每天都照，你为什么照
？My brother says that he stands in front of the mirror every single day. Why do you stand in the mirror every day?
看看有没有成长，哇，这个真属灵。
He says whether I've grown every day.
所以你怎么教的哈
？Amen. It's well taught.
我们照镜子，一方面怕出错，什么地方没弄好，对不对
？We look at the mirror on the one hand to make sure we look okay. There's nothing wrong with the way we look.
我刚刚这里摸了老半天，以为那个麦克风线都拉好了，一进厕所看它就这样斜过来，赶快去调整了。
And earlier I was setting up, I was checking out the wire. I thought everything was fine, and when I stepped in the bathroom, I realized everything was a mess.
照镜子都带着盼望，一方面不要出丑，一方面能够更好看。
And every time we stand in front of the mirror, we stand expectantly, hoping that on the one hand we won't.Look so bad too that we would make ourselves look better.
世界上哪里有这么好的事？照属灵的镜子会让我越来越像耶稣。
How can there? There's nothing better in this world that as I come and stand in the mirror, the spiritual mirror, that I would become more and more like Christ.
多大的恩典！你看看这个照片。
What an amazing grace! Look at the picture that I'm illustrating.
小鸡站在那里。看着镜子，里面是只老鹰。
This little chicken stands in front of a mirror, and what is displayed in front of him is an eagle.
明明我这么小，这么软弱，这么无能。
I'm so small, I'm so weak, I'm powerless.
但是主应许我，我能够来看他，来瞻仰他，我能够荣上加荣，变成主。
But the Lord promised that as I come and behold Him, I become transformed, glory unto glory, that I would be more like the Lord.
好，所以弟兄姊妹，希望主提醒，常常借着这些事情来提醒我们。
Brothers and sisters, I pray that the Lord will use these small things to come and remind us.
第三件事情，这个成长不光是我们个人的，也是整个神儿女们共有的标杆。
And thirdly, this growth is not just our individual, what we individually aspire to have in our lives, but it's a common goal.
所以圣经上讲到成全圣徒各尽。其职让基督的身体被建立以后，是要叫我们得以长大成人，满有基督长成的身量。
The scripture tells us that the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and to the knowledge of the Son of God.
所以我们说过，领袖决定了我们成长的高度。
And we oftentimes speak that leaders will determine the capacity by which we grow.
同伴决定了我们成长的速度。
And companions will dictate how fast we grow.
而我们的 leader 是耶稣基督，他是教会的元首，所以我们的成长是无上进的。
our leader is Jesus Christ. He is the head of the church. So our growth has no limit, has no ceiling.
我们永远都可以成长，要积极的来成长。
We can forever grow. We can actively come before the Lord and grow.
但是同伴也决定了我们成长的速度。
But our companions will dictate the rate by which we grow.
同伴也决定了我们蒙福的度量。
And our companions also will dictate the capacity by how much we may be blessed.
同伴也决定了我们整个教会能够带给别人的度量。
And our companions will also determine the capacity of blessing that we may give to the people around us.
所以我以前讲过那个南瓜的比喻，你们再看一下，现在全世界最大的南瓜2600多磅。
The biggest pumpkin is over 2,600 pounds.
从第一届只有135磅 ，champion 冠军只有135磅，三十年下来，第一名变成2600多磅。
From the very first competition, the biggest pumpkin was 135 pounds. And after so many years, the grand champion has a pumpkin that's over 2,600 pounds.
所以弟兄姊妹要追求哈。
So brothers and sisters, we need to pursue.
世界上的人都说要发挥我们的潜能，基督徒的潜能是全世界最大的潜能。
And we need to grow. And the world says you need to grow to your full potential.We who are Christians, we have the greatest potential.
因为基督在我们里面，莫大的能力放在宝贝里，放在瓦器里。
Because we are Christ is in us, this treasure, this is in the earthen vessel.
我刚才也说过了，同伴也决定了我们蒙福的度量跟成为祝福的度量。
And I said earlier that our companions around us dictate the capacity by which we are blessed and how much we may bless others.
这些照片都是我们从前用过的，这种。木质的水桶盛水量是根据最低的那个，不是根据最高的那个。
And many lessons in our church, we use these pictures. The pictures on the left shows us that a bucket is the capacity how much it can hold water is determined by the lowest plank.
所以教会的每一个 department, 每一个 ministry 都要一起成长。你不能说其他强就好了，我弱一点没关系。
So at church, every single department, every single ministry has to grow. You can't say, oh, that's okay, I'm not significant, we could keep where we are.
每一个领袖，每一个核心同工都要一起成长啊。
Every leader, everycoworker, we all need to grow together.
最后我们讲到率领众子进荣耀，这是神永远旨意的完成。
And then we want to come and conclude on when God brings many sons into the glory, this is the fulfillment completion of His purpose and will.
希伯来书第二章告诉我们，有一天他要来率领众子进到荣耀里去。
Hebrews chapter 2 tells us that He is going to come and bring many sons into glory.
但是我们今天正在工厂里面，正在被圣灵制作中。
But we are here.Being worked on by God.
所以我们的年日有限啊，外体一天毁坏一天。
And our days are numbered. Every single day, we see that our body is perishing day on today.
但是我希望，因为我们看见基督的内住，看见基督在这里要替代我们里面一天新是一天啊。
But I pray that we, as we see this transformation or this replacement of Christ in us, we really begin to discover every single day we are being renewed.
我说我们这种年纪，所有跟力有关的全部退步，视力、听力、眼力、记忆力、注意力，你不用烦恼，烦恼。
Pastor, you were saying for
所有的力都在降。
For people who are advancing in age, all our potential, all our abilities are decreasing, getting worse and worse.
如果里面没有一天新是一天的话，白活了。
But I want to say inwardly, if I am not renewed day on today, improving, strengthening more and more, then I would say that I lived in vain.
所以我曾经在澳洲十几年前问过他们三个问题。
In Australia, we had a conference, and I had three questions for them.
你有没有一个非常清楚的人生目标，两三句话就可以写出来的
？Do you have a very, very clear goal for your life that you can describe it in just a couple of sentences?
任何人现在问你，你都可以马上讲出来的。
Anybody who asks you right now, you can articulate what that is.
如果没有的话，弟兄姊妹，我们还是盲目的，不清楚自己为什么活。
If you do not have it, and I will tell you that you are still going about your life aimlessly.
第二个，你这个目标有永恒的价值吗？合乎神的旨意吗
？And the second question I gave to everybody was, is your purpose, does it have an eternal value? Is it according to God's standard?
第三个，你现在正全力的为着这个标杆活着吗
？Thirdly, are you living towards the fulfillment of this goal with all of your strength and all of your might?
弟兄姊妹，虽然这三个问题是我在青年培灵会问他们的，我现在觉得每一个人都要回答这个问题。
And I asked this question among for a conference for young people, but today I think it's utmost important that every single one of us needs to answer these questions.
记得有一段时间，我那时候给自己写的就是，总要趁着还有今日，竭力得着神的上好，活出。我们的最好来。
I remember I pinned down that while it is today, I want to lay hold of the very best of the Lord and live out the very best from Him.
神的上好就是耶稣基督。
The very best of God is Jesus Christ Himself.
因为我们等一下会读到我们罗马书后面的这句话，神如果不爱惜他的儿子给了我们，岂不把万物连同他自己都白白的赐给我们。
And in Romans we will come to read, if God did not treasure His Son and gave Him for us, will He not give us all things?
所以竭力得到神的上好，就是一定要得基督，一定要得基督。
And with all of your might, lay hold of the utmost, the very best. That is to say, I want to lay hold of Christ.
要活出自己的最好，也是活出基督来，对不对？
To live out your very best, that is to live out Jesus Christ.
后来我一想，这跟亚伯拉罕蒙的召一模一样。亚伯拉罕蒙召就是为了承受祝福，就是得着基督。
And then I come to realize this is the same call that God had for Abraham.And Abraham was to inherit the blessings of God and to be a blessing to those around him.
亚伯拉罕的蒙召的第二个目的是要成为祝福，就是活出基督来给基督嘛。
And the second purpose of Abraham's call that he would be a blessing of nations, that is to live out Christ, to give Christ.
所以弟兄姊妹，希望我们现在开始都抓住我们现在的人生，尤其 pandemic， 不要让它随便过去。
And brothers and sisters, I pray that every single one of us, we will lay hold of our lives, that we do not allow this time of pandemic to go by quickly.
所有的遭遇不要让它随便过去。
Do not allow anything that we encounter to go by easily.
务要得着基督，然后借着每一个环境，总叫基督在我身上照常显大。
I must lay hold of Christ in what I'm going through right now, and no matter what I'm going through, Christ be magnified.
上次看到一句话写得很好，他说人生没有彩排，全部都是直播现场。
And,
I
read an article that was very, very well written that says that、there are no rehearsals in this life. Everything is live broadcast.
过去六个月我在家里面录逐日信息，常常重录，常常重录。现在没有机会重录，是现场。
In the past 6 months, you know, we had the opportunity to re-record the things that I wanted to say on Saturday for Sunday services, but now we're doing it live.
整个人生都是现场，都是直播。
Our entire life, you are living it live.
演给天使和世人观看，这个叫做基督徒。
It's displayed before the angels in the world to see. This is what is meant to be a Christian.
是为了神的荣耀所创造的。
You are made for the glory of God.
为了在这个弯曲背谬的时代，像明光照耀，把生命之道表明出来。
In the midst of this perverse and crooked generation, you are to shine as light to give forth what is declare what is life.
希望我们一起在主的面前带着这样子的心，来好好过我们剩下的日子。
And I pray that we all.Have this heart that we will want to say, God, this is the way I want to live out the rest of my life.
他要把我们磨成神儿子的形象，这是圣灵的工作，也只有借着圣灵可以做的。
Oh God, come and form me to be like Jesus. This only can be accomplished through the Holy Spirit.
借着内住的基督。
Through the indwelling Christ.
借着我们来让每一件事情上来跟基督交换。
That in everything in my life, I would have this divine exchange with Jesus.
让基督来替代我们。
That Jesus would come and replace me.
现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
That is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me.
我们一起来唱，主我要像你。
Let's come and sing the song together.
成为我们的祷告。
Lord, to be like thee.
成为我们的见证啊。
To be our prayer, to be our
testimony. 我们唱第一节、第四节跟第五节。
Verse 1, verse 4, and verse 5.
哦、oh, ，我要向你可爱的救主，这是我所求，是我所慕。我欢喜丢弃一切的富足，盼望能和你心相合。
到在主的面前向主有这样子的呼求。
Pray that we will all come before the Lord and have the same cry.
谢谢耶稣的内住。
Lord, I thank you for your indwelling.
成为了我的生命。
You have become my life.
也谢谢圣灵的工作。
Lord, Holy Spirit, I thank you for your work.
为我调度万事来向为我们效力。
That you're really coordinating, making all things work together for my good.
让我们能够在一切的环境中来得着基督。
That in all my circumstances, I may lay hold of Christ.
来经历不再是我，乃是基督的替代。
To experience it's no longer I, but Christ. He has replaced me.
让我们荣上加荣被改变，能够像主一样。
That from glory to glory, that I may be transformed to be like the Lord.
有感动的简短的带我们一些祷告。
Brothers and sisters, those who are on site, as the Lord moves you, would you please open up and pray?
Oh, to be like thee, to be like thee. This is my constant longing and prayer.
Amen.
Dear Lord, we just surrender ourselves. May the indwelling Christ just transform our life day by day. Dear Lord, may you increase.And may we decrease.
Amen.
Glory be to your name.
Amen. Father God, we just want to thank you for this year and all of the struggles that we've been going through, Lord. You've been faithful. You've continued to guide us through, Lord. And as 2020 comes to an end and 2021 begins, we pray that this year we will conform to your image, to be like you. In every way, that the church may be a light to guide the peoples of this world and not...adding to the darkness, Lord, help us be the solution. Give us the wisdom and the foresight to know what to do. God, help us conform to your will, not our own.
Amen.
Amen.
是的，主耶稣，我们感谢你，借着信息，你不仅要内住在我们的里面，成为我们的生命。哦，主啊，也帮助我们能够得胜。主，你更进一步的，主啊，借着各样的人事物，荣上加荣的来改变我们，使我们能够磨成神儿子的容形。因为那一日，主啊，你要率领许多的儿子一同进入荣耀，要奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
阿门。
Oh Jesus, we want to thank you this morning. Oh Lord, we come to hear your words.Oh Lord, you are longing. You are eagerly expecting.
Amen.
Oh Lord, the day, the coming of that day that you are leading many sons into glory. Oh Lord Jesus, your heart yearns. Your heart is burning, oh Lord.
Amen.
You are passionate for us, oh Lord, to really to come and be transformed to be like you. Oh Lord, we thank you for the words that you've spoken this morning. This world needs you.This world needs you.
Amen.
We cannot give them what they are looking for. But, oh, Lord, you can. And, Lord, you can give yourself to them through us. So, God, we come and make ourselves available to you. God, call to each and every one of us and say, oh, Lord, come, use me.
Amen.
Lord, I'm right here. Lord Jesus, we are all right here. Bless your church, God. Revive your church.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
主，我们的心感谢你，知道万事万物都在改变，但是你永远不改变。
Lord God, our heart thank you. We know all things are changing, but you are the unchanging one.
从我们得救的那一天，你就一直住在我们里面，成为我们的生命和能力。
From the day that we are saved, you come to dwell in us. You became our life. You became our strength.
哦，你天天都愿意来替代我们，来改变我们。
And every single day, you want to come and replace our lives.
主啊，让我们就算在患难中，我们都要欢欢喜喜的来盼望你的荣耀。
That even in tribulation, we will come rejoicing, hoping for the glory that is to come.
哦，尤其我们看见你的计划，你召我们是为了叫我们有份于那伟大的生命和见证。
Oh Lord, that we come to know that the reason, the purpose why you've called us, that we may be partakers of the testimony and the great witness of this life.
就让我们今天的每一天每一件事情上让我们学习来得着基督，来活出基督。
We pray that for every one of our todays, that we will come to learn that I want to gain Christ, I want to live out Christ.
不光基督内住在我们里面，基督也成形在我们的身上。
And not only Jesus are you indwelling in me, but you are actually formed in me.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.